We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in America. He's also a longtime Republican strategist, and we want to get his thoughts today on two very high-profile Republicans basically destroying their reputation in the matter of the past several days, namely Nevada Senator John Ensign, and today, through another announcement of infidelity, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, both of whom were at least mildly rumored as potential presidential candidates in 2012. And David, thanks so much for your time.
It's great to be on.
First of all, as a consultant, how do you even explain the actions of these two? Obviously, it's morally wrong, but in terms of just political acumen, what do you make of this?
It's a self-inflicted suicide. Political suicide. Both of these were up-and-coming rising stars in the Republican Party. Everyone expected that they were going to make a run for the presidency in 2012. And what happens is they self-destruct spectacularly.
It's been a difficult couple of election cycles for Republicans. In 2006, it was basically determined by voters that Republicans had lost the authority on fiscal discipline throughout most of the Bush administration. They just didn't tighten the belt. We saw big deficits, which might look small now, but certainly Republicans lacked fiscal discipline. Now it's arguable that they've lost the moral high ground. So, A, do you think that's true? And B, how do they recover?
I don't think you can attribute what these two individuals did to all Republicans. However, it is going to hurt Republicans. It's going to really hurt Republicans among Christian conservatives, social conservatives, just like the Mark Foley scandal did back in 2006. The one good thing for Republicans is that it's happening now. While this is a slow news cycle, and of course we're talking about it, come 2010, it's not going to be front and center. The issue is going to be the Obama economy and what the Democratic Congress has or has not done in power, and those are going to be the issues. So fortunately for Republicans, it's happening now. It just means, though, a couple of bit more bad news cycles right now.
David, a couple of follow-ups to what you just said. First of all, it seems from some of the most recent polling that while President Obama's approval rating remains relatively high, approval for a lot of his policies is on the decline. Do you sense that that's going to be a continual problem for him, or do you suspect he'll be able to articulate his way out of them?
No, I think it's going to be a continual problem. I think as voters become more educated, as Republicans are able to delay some of these policies and help voters become more educated, what we're seeing in our polling at Strategic Vision is that support for Barack Obama's policies continue to go down, and I think that's going to hurt him. And what's really interesting is it's not just among Republicans where you'd expect the support to go down. It's among independents and conservative-leaning Democrats.
We're talking with David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision. And David, it's often been said that when challenging an incumbent, whether it's president or any other office that is being challenged, you, number one, have to explain why that person is no longer worthy of holding the office, and number two, why your candidate is, or why you as a candidate are qualified. Who on the Republican side is emerging, if anyone, right now as a credible challenger or credible spokesman against Barack Obama?
I think we're seeing Mitt Romney beginning to emerge. He seems to have a command of the economy. People are responding to it. Mike Huckabee is still around, and he's gone to that critical state of Iowa, so it definitely looks like he's looking at 2012. Newt Gingrich is another person who's emerging. He comes across with the ideas. People respond to him. They either love him or they hate him. And then I think we're looking also at someone like Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, who's got a strong command of policy, strong connections in D.C., but also can come across with that aw shucks manner that was very successful for Bill Clinton back in the 90s.
David, just about a minute left here. We've also seen polls that show that even though Obama's policies are increasingly unpopular, the Republican brand is also at pretty much at an all-time low. How do you resurrect that?
The way you resurrect it, number one, is continuing to let Barack Obama go out on a limb, show voters where he stands on the various issues. That's driving voters to the undecided. Then Republicans have to come out with a strong conservative agenda of what they're going to do if voters again entrust us with power. And that's the key. We're not seeing the strong conservative agenda emerge by Republicans in Congress yet.
And real quickly, do you sense that the conservatives will ultimately win this battle for control of the party from the moderates, or is it still up in the air?
I believe that conservatives are winning the battle for control of the party. The Republican Party is the conservative party that was settled back 1964, then again in 1980. The Republican Party will continue to be the conservative party. So I don't think there's even an issue on that.
David, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected political polling firms in the country. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.